The U.S. Department of the Interior and Secretary Ryan Zinke recently promoted what they see as their biggest recent successes, listing more than 50 achievements. Those include efforts to address a maintenance backlog in national parks, initiatives related to wind energy, and conservation issues ranging from changes in status for certain protected species to big game migration corridors. But our next guest says the Department of the Interior has missed a big opportunity to support Native American tribes who want more autonomy on whether to extract energy resources from their tribal lands, including coal, oil, and natural gas. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think Native American tribes should be allowed more autonomy to pursue energy development on their lands? Could it be an economic boost? Would you have environmental concerns about a potential change? If you live on tribal lands yourself, what do you think of this? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Katie Tubb is with us, policy analyst for the Thomas A. Rowe Institute for Economic Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Katie, thanks a lot for joining us.
Rob, thanks for having me on.
Well, why is this important that the U.S. Department of the Interior make this change? What opportunities do you see out there?
Well, I think there's a huge opportunity for at least Native American communities to have a choice in the matter. You know, I'm not advocating that we make decisions for them. What I'm advocating for is that they have the freedom to choose. And I think what's missing in the process as it is now is that autonomy. And a lot of that resides in the Department of Interior. One of the biggest problems is the regulatory process that tribes and outside companies that want to partner with tribes have to navigate this very complex regulatory system. And I think that's the opportunity for Secretary Zinke is to take a good look at that and see how we can streamline that process.
I know issues of federal law and tribal sovereignty can be pretty complicated in a legal sense, but broad strokes, what would be different from a tribe wanting to exploit coal or oil or natural gas resources on their land versus another project that has nothing to do with tribal land?
It's a good question, and I don't know if you're at all familiar with the issues on federal lands within a certain state, but it's very similar to those issues where a company coming in and wanting to lease a certain tract of land or access an underground resource has to go through the federal permitting process. But in addition to that, working with Native American communities, you have to go through just additional layers of regulation. So it's similar to what we face on federal lands multiplied by two or three. And to give you one concrete example of that, regardless of the project, you know, above ground or below ground, any lease or even just application has to be reviewed by the Department of Interior and go through what's called the NEPA process, National Environmental Policy Act, as well as going through reviews for cultural preservation, which is unique to Indian lands. And from my perspective, I think who has the most incentive to protect cultural artifacts and lands of significance but Native Americans? So it's this mixed incentive line structure that I think doubly complicates the process on Native American land.
Is this a hypothetical issue, Katie, or are there significant reserves of these various resources on tribal lands to where this could be a real live issue?
Yeah, it's definitely an issue. And again, each tribe, each community is different about, you know, if they want to access those resources. So that all has to come into play. But let's see. There are, I would say, roughly 5 billion barrels of oil on Indian lands. We've got trillions of cubic feet of natural gas, coal, uranium. These are not minuscule resources. There's a lot of opportunity there should tribes want to access it.
Talking to Katie Tubb from the Heritage Foundation, she says the Department of the Interior should review tribal sovereignty when it comes to development of energy resources on tribal land. She says the bureaucracy, the regulations are too strict, not giving enough autonomy to tribes. Let's go to a caller at 800-642-1234. Brian is with us in Waukesha. Brian, hi.
Hello.
What do you want to bring up, Brian?
Well, I just thought how the way we see sovereignty in the United States, it's a very sacred and protected issue and a very sensitive issue. We don't want anybody from any other country telling us how to run things. And we just, if we applied our standard of sovereignty to the Native American lands that are supposed to be their sovereign territory, it would seem that we would have not much to say at all about how they use their things, their resources, and would seem like a bunch of great overreach to me if we did tell them how to use their resources if it's supposed to be their sovereign nation land.
Brian, thanks for the call. Katie, that's part of the case you're making, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think it all kind of boils down to incentive structures. Bureaucrats in D.C. don't have a whole lot of incentive to make wise decisions about land management and environmental issues that they don't face the consequences of. You know, to give you maybe a general example, not many of us clean our rental cars before we return them, but we sure do take care of our own personal cars. And it's the same way with land. You know, Native American communities have no opportunity to benefit from land management, and those decisions are taken out of their hands. You have a lot of wasted opportunity, and you also have a huge chance for mismanagement because the people responsible for those decisions don't face the consequences of those actions.
Now, back in 2015, there was a bill in Congress called the Native American Energy Act. It passed the House, didn't end up ultimately getting passed, though. It was trying to do similar things, it sounds like. Do you think that this is something, if it doesn't come to the Department in the Interior, could come from Congress?
Yeah, so actually Congress has done a good job to try and give Native American communities more say in the matter. They've tried to streamline things. A good example is the 2012 Hearth Act, which helped streamline accessing resources above ground, so things like timber. That doesn't apply to resources like oil and coal, natural gas. But even then, we still have regulatory issues. So with the Hearth Act, which was a huge move in the right direction to streamline, you still have federal okays that need to be checked off the list. So I feel like we're getting there. Congress is getting there, but we need to keep moving forward.
Now, one concern that came up when this was in Congress back in 2015, I think, was that this might be a backdoor to letting energy companies gain access to land. If they found a friendly partner in a tribal government, say, it would restrict the ability of other tribal members to protest, raise environmental or heritage concerns. Is this something that that could be taken advantage of?
You know, I think that all comes down to letting people make decisions for themselves, letting tribal governments regulate energy development as they see fit and as their systems of government create those checks and balances. You know, certainly there have been mistakes that have been made. I mean, I think states have experienced that as well, where they have systems in place that aren't followed, but then there's legal repercussions for that. And I don't see why that's any different with tribes, that they can come up with regulatory systems that allow a proper give and take between companies and their people.
I want to bring on another caller now. Eric is on the line in Eau Claire. Eric, hi.
Hi, thanks for the call. Yeah, I guess I'm just mirroring the last caller's concern is that, you know, Native Americans have so much land taken from them that they may not be in an economic state to make the best choices at times because they haven't had the resources that we potentially took away from them in the first place. And so setting up their own regulations could be a conflict of interest, or it could be very much helping big oil, gas, coal companies.
So, Katie, it sounds like a poorer tribe might be in a tough negotiating, bargaining position with a big energy company. Eric is worried that the temptation of money might corrupt the system, it sounds like.
Yeah, and I think it's a good point. I would point you to the example of the Southern Ute tribe. They also felt like they didn't have the expertise, and so what they ended up doing was placing a moratorium on all energy development within their territory, and then they educated themselves, brought in outside people to help them know what resources were on their lands, how you develop them, what the give and take is, you know, the pluses and minuses, and then they themselves set up their own company to contract with other people to access these resources. So there definitely is an education component. Just as states have had to learn, for example, how to navigate the fracking boom, that was an education experience where they had to figure out what the risks are and then develop regulations accordingly. And I think tribes are fully capable of doing that as well. And I think, again, you know, the Southern Ute tribe is a great example of how that can be done.
And Katie, as we wrap up, is there any sign that the U.S. Department of Interior is considering making these kind of changes?
You know, I think we've seen a lot of good things come out of President Trump's Department of Interior as far as trying to give states and communities more say in environmental and energy decisions. And so if that trend continues, I'm encouraged by what could be coming down the road for Native American communities, because I think Secretary Zinke is all about empowering the people who stand to benefit or be harmed by certain policies. And so I'm encouraged.
We'll leave it there for now. Katie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks very much for having me.
Katie Tubb is a policy analyst for the Thomas A. Rowe Institute for Economic Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation. She was with us to talk about why she thinks the federal government, the U.S. Department of the Interior, should make it easier for Native American tribes to develop energy resources on their land.